From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Oh, yes. We got Mike Rowe from the Discovery Channel program Dirty Jobs. He'll be here to see if he can handle the dirtiest job of all, answering our questions. By the way, little known fact about Mike Rowe, he started Dirty Jobs on public radio. That's true. It was a public radio program at first. It was basically, at that time, just an hour of him trying to milk Garrison Keillor. It really... just a lot of uncomfortable silence, really. It wasn't much of anything. Well, we'll be keeping it clean on this week's show, so give us a call and answer some questions. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Ryan from Somerville.
Hey, Ryan, Somerville, Ma?
Somerville, Ma.
I love Somerville, Ma. I used to spend a summer getting drunk on cheap beer in Davis Square. Love that place.
That's right where I am.
Is that what you do?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ryan, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian whose first CD, I Heart Jokes, is out now. She's performing in San Francisco at the beautiful Palace of Fine Arts on Saturday, December 18th. Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Ryan.
Next is one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column. Ms. Roxanne Roberts is here.
Hello.
Hi.
And finally, it's the man behind the podcast, Taking the World by Storm, Too Beautiful to Live, Mr. Luke Burbank.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going, Luke?
Ryan, you're going to play Who's Carl? This time, Carl Castle, of course, is going to start with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to go?
You bet.
Here we go. Here's your first quote.
Well, don't worry about it. You should see what we say about you.
That was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She was relating the response she got from a foreign diplomat after a big document dump from what organization?
That would be WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks, yes. This week we got deeply classified state secrets, the lighter side. Thanks to WikiLeaks, we now know American diplomats behave much as we expected they do, like a bunch of junior high school kids texting each other under their desks during social studies class. It's like Us Magazine for news junkies. Oh, look, foreign leaders, they're just like us. Kim Jong-il is fat. Sarkozy is insecure. Ahmadinejad is crazy. Also, and this may be the cruelest one of all, Angela Merkel is, quote, uncreative. German diplomats protested. That's not fair. You should see her one-woman show. The Vagina Merkelogs. No, it's very moving. Really.
I was just getting milking Garrison Keillor out of my head. And now I have the Merkelogs to deal with.
It's about self-empowerment, damn it. Don't you go there. There's more from the WikiLeaks files. Muammar Gaddafi of Libya always travels with a, quote, voluptuous Ukrainian nurse who, quote, knows his routine, unquote. Yeah, she knows it. The rest of us can guess it. These gossipy revelations prompted outrage from other world leaders. Nobody told me we can get voluptuous Ukrainian nurses. What's going on?
How many were there that were available this time?
Hundreds of thousands of documents.
And so one of them really did say that Angela Merkel was not creative?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of these documents.
Risk averse, right?
Risk averse.
Yeah.
A lot of these.
Risk averse.
Risk averse.
Oh,
yes.
No.
That's why it took her so long. To convince her to do her one-woman show.
But that's what it said. It just said Angela Merkel is uncreative. Was it in a context?
Yeah, it was in the context of...
So they had been doing something together that required creativity?
Yeah, they had been making collages,
so they were
apparently.
Coloring
they were
or something?
Around, yeah.
But these are all the sorts of dispatches where the American diplomats are presumably sharing their deep thoughts and insights
right.
back home.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying, though, is how is this deep?
Well, maybe the theory here is, okay, so how do we get to Gaddafi, for example? It's like, okay, he has actually four Ukrainian nurses.
Four Ukrainian nurses?
Yeah, but
listen,
his favorite is...
five would be excessive.
So maybe the theory here is that you embed a American spy pretending to be a voluptuous blonde Ukrainian nurse.
Aren't we devious?
You're voluptuous or you're not voluptuous. You don't pretend.
Wonder bra.
If you could pretend to be voluptuous, I believe I would be pretending.
You have not been in a singles bar for years, have you?
Did you think I look like this because I'm a stickler for honesty?
Ryan, you still with us?
You bet.
All right. I worry sometimes. All right, Ryan, here's your next quote.
We have a gay guy in the unit. He's big, he's mean, and he kills lots of bad guys. No one cared that he was gay.
That was a special ops fighter, quoted in a Pentagon study issued this week about what?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Right. The exhaustive report from the Pentagon found that most of the active military and their spouses don't care, really, about allowing gays to serve openly, and they wouldn't mind it if they did. The only resistance remaining to changing the policy comes first from the Marine Corps, because there's nothing at all gay about really muscular guys with short hair and tattoos and a thing for travel. And more inexplicably, from Senator John McCain. Nobody quite knows why Senator McCain is so doggedly against letting gays serve openly. Everybody knows that McCain served with gays himself during the siege of Troy. And you know what went on in those tents, you know? McCain has been moving the goalposts on this issue for a long time. For a long time he said that he'd be okay with letting gays serve as long as the Pentagon said it was okay. Now they've said it's okay. McCain's like, fine, but what do the other shapes think? is the triangle all right with this?
You know the triangle's going to be fine with
it. Yeah, I guess so. Not the square, though.
It's a given.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, here's your last quote.
Sorry, no E.T.
That was one of many headlines we saw after who made a big, if still underwhelming, scientific announcement this week.
Oh, NASA?
Yes, very good. NASA, yes. Very good. NASA said that it was going to have a big announcement about extraterrestrial life on Thursday. So all week, people wonder, what's it going to be? Has life been discovered on another planet? Has there been a message from space? As it turns out, scientists found a really weird bacteria in a lake in California. They coaxed it in the lab so that its chemistry was slightly different than what was previously thought possible for living things. That's the big news. An alternative lifestyle in California. Of course, now that it's out, the bacteria says it just wants to be left alone and have the same rights as all other bacteria. That's fine. But John McCain says he still doesn't think they can serve openly in the military.
The thing had arsenic instead of the thing that
phosphates
instead of phosphates.
Yes, that's arsenic. The big news.
It's arsenic is part of it.
Sort of. It's kind of complicated. All life on Earth uses basically five different elements as its building blocks.
I know that.
Yeah. And this bacteria, through manipulation in the lab, ended up using arsenic instead of phosphate. So there you go. And that's interesting because it means that life could take a slightly different form.
So it's arsenic, chocolate.
Yes.
Caffeine.
Exactly. Pop-Tarts.
If I was one of the scientists and I was, you know, I'd pulled this thing out of Lake Mono, which is the lake they brought out of Mono Lake, arsenic would not be the thing I would try to feed it right away.
Yeah. I think you'd start it off on something nicer. Like cranberry juice.
Buttermilk.
Yeah.
Something. Arsenic seems like, isn't that
hot
poisonous?
Well, it is.
Two of the scientists were Cary Grant's aunts.
Then they tried Old Lace.
Yeah. Carl, how did Ryan do in our quiz?
Ryan, you had a perfect game. Three correct answers.
Whoa.
So you win our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.